I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
This week we talked about Ibn al-Haytham.
Yes.
It has been on my list for just so long. I think with the notations of something like Ibn al-Haytham, father of the scientific method, ? I did not know anything about this UNESCO International Year of Light that happened at this point 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I did watch the short film that is available online. I have two things to share about it. One, I shared with you, Holly, while I was working on it, which is in the animated sequences that show, the story of Ibn al-Haytham's discoveries. He's wearing this bracer that has an abacus on the inside of it. And wow, did I get distracted by figuring out whether this was a real garment / tool that people wore.
Right.
Or whether it was something that was the, if so, incredibly delightful invention of like the person that was doing this. And in my limited time that I had available, I did not find the answer to that. But it's about a 15-minute, I think, film, and it's in that film in two different places. And I was just like, what is this? It's so cool. I don't even know how to use an abacus.
See, I watched it and went, man, Omar Sharif was so handsome right up to the end.
Did you? So my second point is, did you watch all the way through or did you just watch that bit of it?
I watched all of it, but I will say I watched all of it while also monitoring a cat that had recently come home from a vet visit and just needed someone to keep an eye on him. So I would not ever claim that I had a full encyclopedic memory of what happened in that entire short.
So we said in the episode that this was Omar Sharif's last film role. And in the credits are clips of him talking about doing it that
I did not see that.
Okay.
Which is probably good because I would have fallen apart.
Yeah. Basically, he talks about how he had not been active as an actor for a few years because in the process of aging, he didn't feel like he could do as good of a job at it anymore, but he felt like this role was really important. And I was like just sobbing my desk. I got very emotional about it. I don't feel like I walked into the that short film being like, I am Omar Sharif's biggest fan or whatever. Like, right. I did not have a particular emotional resonance going into it. But by the end of hearing him talk about it, I was like falling apart. So anyway, that whole thing again was called the International Year of Light. And that film is still there. It is, it's pretty fun. And a lot of things about this episode were really fun. The descriptions of how people thought Vision worked, those were really fun.
I love those.
The story of, like, the accidental formation of a camera obscura through the window shade may or may not be, you know, apocryphal. So many things that are, like, the really memorable story about the how the scientific discovery came to be, like, a lot of them turned out to be apocryphal. And yeah, it's been so long ago at this point that who knows. But I still love the idea of walking into, like, the darkened room in your house and kind of being like, what's that spot of light on the wall? Why can I see outside in it upside down?
Yeah, I would not be, I don't think, that observant. I'm embarrassed to admit.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, glad I was able to finally move this episode up to the top of the list.
Me too. This week we talked about waffles.
We did. I'm still hungry. I mean, I say still. We just finished talking about it a minute ago.
Yeah, I will say this. I mentioned it on Twitter. Doing research on food history makes you want to eat a lot of that food. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many waffles I made while researching this. I was reading about it over the course of like a week, and I kept going, maybe waffles for dinner again. One thing I did not get into in this episode, in case anyone is wondering why I didn't touch on it, is waffle cones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a reason.
Is it because it's so hotly debated who gets the credit for developing waffle cones?
Yes. But, like, the stories are all over the map. Like, there's a one particular expo, is it 1904? I should have made a note. That is often credited with where the waffle cone was invented. It is 1904 at the World's Fair. The good story, the fun story, and there are a lot of iterations of this story that play out in waffle cone development, is that it was made in an instance when there were no cups available for an ice cream vendor. And he ran next door to a place that sounds like they were making something more like jalebi and rolled it into a conical shape and put the ice cream in that. It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
But there are pictures of children holding, like, actually fully formed cones at that, at that World's Fair. So it doesn't really add up.
Feel like we might have talked about this in our prior episode on the history of ice cream, maybe.
We may have. It really gets a lot of discussion and some very strong opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's really impossible to untangle. So I just didn't want to introduce it because it becomes a whole thing where, like, if you explain every possible story and its viability or not on the timeline, that becomes a whole other episode of its own. Anyway, waffle cones. I will say this. Here is the gift I give the world.
I'm excited.
This is not a waffle, a savory waffle made with batter, but it is a savory waffle which I make and I love, and it's one of my favorite foods on the planet. After holiday meals like Thanksgiving or Christmas, if you do like a turkey spread with stuffing or dressing, whatever you call it, take some of that leftover dressing, mix it with a raw egg, put it in a waffle iron. You get dressing bread.
I think you told me this one time, and I was like, you're a genius.
I'm not a genius, but I do like to mess around with food in the kitchen, and this is one of my greatest experiments, because then you can, like, put cheese on it. I like to put, like, mashed avocado, smear it on there, and then put, like, Parmesan or something on it. I also will sometimes layer it with prosciutto and cream cheese. It's super decadent, but it's really delicious, and I just highly recommend
that. All sounds really good.
Everybody experiment with things in waffle irons. You can also use a waffle iron to cook eggs, like to make scrambled eggs if you want to make a fun shape to make a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Works like a charm. I love it. Yeah, I'm a big fan of messing around with waffle irons because I'm a big fan of waffles. I like a very buttery laden waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. I'll do like a chicken a la king and put it on a savory waffle that doesn't have sugar added.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Delicious.
Yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. All right. Now that we all want to have waffles, mm-hmm. we'll bid you adieu on that subject. We hope this Friday episode finds everyone well and that you have a good weekend. And we will see you again for classics tomorrow. If you would like to subscribe to the show, you can do that on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.